You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim! Boom! That's a bad outfit! Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me! Hit me! My turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough!
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough!
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough!
Well, who am I?
Sure enough!
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters, I'm Kylan.
I'm Ken.
And we're at Oddmall, spring 2016.
You might want to tell them
it's been, oh yeah, oh, we're Geek Watch 1.
Kylan's all messed
Man,
up
look,
right now, guys.
Normally we save all the recordings, but you just missed probably the most awesome screw up. I don't know.
They wouldn't have been able to hear it anyway because it maxed out the mic so bad that it would just destroy.
Yeah, it was bad. But yeah, so here we are. It's
This is one is called Oddmall Emporium of the Weird.
Emporium of the Weird. That's what this one is.
This is going to get confusing because geeksters, if you haven't noticed yet, there is now 5 Oddmalls.
5 of them.
This is the only one in the city of Akron now.
Yeah,
and we are at the John S. Knight Center, beautiful downtown Akron.
And it's tropical.
Yes. Well, it was until yesterday.
It was until yesterday.
From Alaska, it's tropical.
Well, you know, hey. Yeah,
hey, it could be tropical in Siberia.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, there's in Siberia that the average temperature is like -5.
No, it's tropical in Czechoslovakia.
That's right. And we know that because we are the sexiest podcast in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, check that. Check it.
So, I guess. But geeksters, this whole show is going to be interesting because we're going to have interviews with cosplayers. We got interviews about the cosplay competition. We don't know what other interviews we're going to have.
Are you going to have interviews?
Huh?
Are you going to go and interview some ghosts?
We could try.
You know what?
Might not be able to hear them.
Ghosts do not interview well. I can tell you that from experience.
They never respond as you want them to.
They never respond as you want them to unless they're cursing you out.
Or throwing stuff at you?
I've never had one throw anything at me. I haven't had one thrown at me, but I did one have call me a bad name.
Yes. And you had one punch you one time.
Oh, and I had one punch me.
That's right.
Ooh. Yeah. I've been punched twice, actually.
Yeah. So I don't like Kylan.
They don't. That's okay.
So, but later on in the show, you're going to hear excerpts from... We're doing a live show on stage here at Oddmall.
Live.
So we're going to give you some excerpts from that. We'll have the Hop family on here, as we always do, wrapping up the show at the end of the podcast. And I'm not sure what we're going to have between now and then, but you guys will hear it here in a minute. What else? What other crazy stuff do we have going at this Oddmall? Oh, Miss Dawn, why don't you tell them about the panels? We actually have panels at Oddmall this time, guys.
We do. Much like a lot of other cons and of course, Con on the Cob, we've started panels at Oddmall with everything from cosplay tips. There's one on comic books. There's another podcast who's going to have a panel. Paranormal one. There's a lot of like kind of cosplay makeup kind of stuff. And we even have some book readings going on by the end of the day tomorrow. So we've got quite a selection of different panels happening.
Awesome. So that means, geeksters, once you're hearing this, you're going to have to come to our next Oddmall because we're going to have panels and all this happening at all the Oddmalls.
We are. And see, now here's the other thing is that, and this is true for the people who are here, the panels here at Oddmall are just a sample of what you're going to get at Con on the Cob.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, so the panels that we're going to be seeing at the next big one that will be in Hudson
is the next one.
Hudson is the next one, but there won't be panels.
Actually, the one after that, we're going to make an announcement on the next one. Backyard Basher may not be panels, but we need to make the announcement. We've never mentioned a Geek Watch 1 where the new Oddmall is going to be.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Guys, anybody in the Michigan, Indiana or Western Pennsylvania or Ohio area, we're coming to Toledo. If you want to go to Oddmall, but you're too far away, you think, we're coming to Toledo in October. What's the date? Do you have it? Well, see, we always ask Miss Dawn this stuff without telling her.
Yeah, well, you know,
exactly.
It just got...
But we're coming to Toledo in October. We have the Backyard Bash in Hudson in July.
Right.
And then we're coming back to Canton in December and February. So you got five times to come to Oddmall.
Mid-October, 15th and 16th in Toledo. Hallowondress.
That's right. So anybody, like I said, in the Michigan, Indiana, or Western Ohio area, we're coming to Toledo to say hi to you. Geek Watch 1 will be there. Come out and say hello to us. Tell us you heard about us on the show. That we'd love to meet some of the people out there.
And the amount of vendors that we have right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just growing.
Why don't you tell
them
what you've seen on the vendors and stuff?
We added, 20 extra booths?
Yeah.
We took the whole wall down and added even more.
I've never seen so many... this is the biggest... This honestly is the biggest Oddmall that I've seen. And people are just constantly... Honestly, when the doors opened at 10, there were a few people. But then all of a sudden, the floodgates opened, and every time I look...
People sleep in. It's a Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to give them an hour or two more.
And that's true, because normally we're starting later for other reasons, but we actually started a little bit earlier this year. And, now it's almost... I don't know. I almost wish that we were doing this live so that people can come here and witness it for themselves,
this
is happening.
I've been putting a lot of stuff on Instagram and Twitter trying to get people out here,
it's a large variety of everything.
Yeah. Yes.
And actually, I think this is the first time every booth space is sold out.
He added a whole other room.
Yeah, he had to add more and sold all them out.
Yep.
I know Andy's having actual dinner for anybody who wanted to attend Oddmall tonight at a place here in Akron.
Well, you gotta say tonight because it was Saturday.
It would have been Saturday night.
Saturday night.
So you've missed it. Too bad.
Well, but he had the room will seat 80. As of Monday, they already had 85 on the list and had a waiting list.
See,
so
he sold out on the banquet.
We have to get over there really fast when this is over today.
Yeah. So, but Geeksters, I think we're gonna wrap this up and get on to our first interview. And if you guys don't have anything else.
I just got to pop back over to my booth. I got people in it.
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
Hello, this is Gander Snitch the Goblin, Banished Barber of Cablonia. We're not going to pull up your browser history and see what you were actually searching, but you found Geek Watch 1. These are the geeks you're looking for.
Hey, Geeksters. Here we are at Oddmall 2016 Spring Show. And we're just chilling. The place is packed. And we actually have an interview right now. We have CJ Beauchamp, she's actually doing a couple of panels for us here at this Oddmall. This is our first Oddmall that we're actually are featuring panels. And so, CJ, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a cosplayer. I'm actually a guy, but a lot of my cosplays are female, so that's kind of cool. I'm an advocate for cos positivity, as well as cosplayers against bullying, and cosplay is not consent.
Right.
A lot of my costumes and stuff, I either make myself, or I do commissions sometimes. I'm fully into recycling, so using thrift store cosplays as well, and altering to recycle and kind of cut down some of the waste.
Right, right.
On occasion, sometimes I buy a lot of pieces for my costumes.
Right.
Because there's no shame. No shame in buying.
No.
If you can't do it, you might as well spur the economy.
That's pretty much what I do. I'm not that skilled, so I understand.
But I love cosplay. I cosplay everything from comics to anime to video games to just generally everything.
So now, how long have you been into cosplay?
Oh my gosh. So when I was little, my family used to do it a lot. And then when I personally started by myself, like going to conventions and kind of being off my own, I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
So approximately 10 years or so.
Nice.
So it's been a long time. I started making my own costumes when I was 15. And that's kind of where I skyrocketed by myself.
Right.
And then at this point, a lot of the stuff that I do is cosplay performance, so skits for the masquerade and things like that, and just kind of generally spreading for advocating for a lot of things that I said before.
And so, now, and you mentioned, and I just hope I heard this right, that your family. Mm-hmm. So it's not just. This isn't just another way for you to explore and express your fandom. You actually grew up in an environment where this was encouraged,
yeah,
to a certain degree.
My dad was actually really big into Star Trek. He was big into Star Wars. He was big into everything. He was probably the biggest geek in our family. And then my brothers were really super big into video games. My sister loves anime and video games, all that good stuff. A lot of that stuff has to do with it. But we were raised, we went to festivals, we went to some smaller cons and stuff like that. SugoiCon being one of them. And kind of from there, like, of course I didn't make my cosplays because I was too young at that point.
Right.
But I loved dressing up with my family, and then it kind of just skyrocketed over there. They did theater a lot too, like with my siblings and everything. So, I mean, costumes were just a part of our family.
Awesome. And so being so active in the cosplay community and actually being a cos positivity advocate in recent years, you know, that it seems that especially with some of the larger conventions, there's been concern, you know, and it seems that, you know, there was a time where it's sad that we have, that we actually have to have this type of, I guess you'll call it a movement, you know.
Definitely.
Do you think it's more of a recent thing, or has it always been out there and people are just now being willing to talk about it?
I think it's, I mean, as long as time has existed, there's always been bullying in some form.
Right.
Because there's always people pointing out differences between other people. Mm-hmm. I think it's, the bullying's always been in the cosplay community, but only up until recently have people begun to share their stories, have begun to bring it to awareness. Mm-hmm. And the terrible part is we're all geeks, we're all nerds, we all love this stuff together. There's no reason for us to pick on each other.
Right.
For such silly things.
Exactly.
I mean, a costume is definitely a part of who you are, mm-hmm. because when I walk out in cosplay, when I go on the floor, it's part of my personality. I cosplay the characters that I feel a connection with, and when somebody, you know, shames that and everything, it makes you, it hurts you, because they're hurting you. I mean, I've been called nasty things before. I've had friends who's been called nasty things on the floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are of the smaller persuasion. I'm plus size. But they're of a smaller persuasion that get, you know, shamed for wearing skimpier clothing. And you know what? I tell them, you know what? If you feel comfortable in your body wearing that, nobody else can shame you because you wear it proudly. I said, that's you that you are representing. Nobody else can take that away from you.
Well, now, with the movement and people being willing to stand up and point out the bullying and that sort of thing, is it becoming more of a safer environment now? I mean, I know that what we're talking about is a few bad apples.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these bad apples are really bad. So, is it now that the awareness is out there, that the community as a whole are being a little bit more aware and. No, and the conventions are working with the community to make sure that this is being addressed?
I think so. A lot of the things I think that is helping the movement is social media.
Mm-hmm.
People are, you know, calling people out and stuff. When people are commenting, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, people are pointing out, like, hey, why are you saying this? And I think a lot of it, like, of course there's trolls on the internet, and when you put your stuff out there, people say, well, expect people to say things about it.
Right.
Like, you can't control the internet and everything.
Right.
And that's absolutely true. You can't control what other people say, and I wouldn't want that either way.
Right.
But you can tell people, you know, how would you feel if somebody said this and you worked on a costume for 200 hours and that one person, you walk on the convention floor, one person calls you something nasty. You have ruined that person's entire convention.
Because
mm-hmm. now they have that weighing on their mind.
Right.
And I think the movement now is saying, you know what, if you see someone do it, call it out. Walk up to that person and just say, hey, you know what, I love your costume, don't listen to that person.
Right.
You are an amazing person, and you need to feel that way about yourself. If not, I will be your biggest fan.
Well,
but, yeah, definitely, social media has a lot to do with it.
Cool. Well, you know, I think it's awesome that cosplay has become such a big thing now, and that it's not just relegated to the conventions, that we're seeing it in like entertainment media, we're seeing it in magazines, we're seeing it like even to the point that I believe I don't know if Marvel's doing it anymore, but Marvel went through some of their alt covers featured cosplayers as Daredevil or Black Panther or as Thor, or, you know. So, and I think that's awesome that it's not just the fans out there going, "Hey, you know." It's actually the gaming community, it's the comic community that's embracing this as well. So, my next question to you is, as you see, we have a bit of a cosplay community here at Oddmall.
Definitely.
And so, are you having a good time? Are you enjoying seeing so much?
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I love seeing the creative differences in costumes. I mean, you see everything from video games to reenactment, medieval, Civil War. I mean, there's Star Wars. I've seen Shovel Knights. I've seen video game, like everything. It's just so encompassing. It's so amazing to see people embracing the costuming and enjoying what they're doing. I mean, you see people walking around, they're smiling, they're happy, they're expressing themselves and just showing off their awesome, amazing costumes that they've worked on hard on. Some may have bought them, I do not know, but even still, they're rocking the costumes. They look amazing, and it makes me so happy. Like, I got stopped a bunch of times to take pictures with people. I'm so excited. I'm like, yeah, I'll totally take a picture with you.
So, are you going to be around for the costume competition today?
I hope to. I'm actually going to talk to them after this, but I hope to do the parade at least.
Okay.
But I actually have a panel that's from 2 to 3, so I'm hoping I can make it in time.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're close,
I had one quick question, though. What panels are you actually doing this weekend?
Well, I had one this morning. It was at 11 a.m., which was Art of the Brush. It was talking about costuming, makeup.
Okay.
Today at 2 p.m., I hope that a lot of people will come too. It's a cause positive. Everybody can cosplay.
Okay.
Because it's going to be an open discussion. It's going to be talking about how to get resources if you feel like you need to be part of a group to talk it out. There's people that will support you, these groups that will love you, reach out and help you and everything else. Okay. And help you challenge, you know, cosplay is not consent, and also cosplay bullying. And then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., I will have a panel on costuming basics, where I'm going to talk about different resources that you can use, learning how to sew and things like that, as well as a little bit of posing for cosplays, because everybody loves pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Posing for cosplays, and like the cosplay photography. And then also talking a little bit about where you can shop.
Okay.
If you need to.
And one other follow-up kind of for that, since most of the Geeksters are going to be hearing this after the show, are you going to be at future Oddmalls and Con on the Cob so that people can see this?
Well, I hope to be at Con on the Cob.
Okay.
We talked about. So I'm
I happen to know the guys that have something to do with the panel, so we may be able to work something out.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I've never been to Oddmall before. This is my first year. Friends had told me about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a go. I was like, this looks awesome. I'm so excited that I came. Like, I can't believe that I missed out on this. Like,
What other shows do you have coming up?
So far, for our plans, we have Colossal Con.
Okay.
And by we, I mean me and my significant other, because we're like a pair. Also, cosplay group. That's always fun, geeking out with your friends and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But Colossal Con's our next one. We may or may not go to MetsuraCon, depending on some, you know, financial things. You got to pay the bills first.
Yeah.
Bills first, then cosplay. But after that, we're possibly going to Midori. Okay. And, of course, Con on the Cob.
Okay.
We're talking about going to the Halloween Oddmall as well.
Okay.
And then our rotation starts again with OhioCon and all that great stuff following through.
Well, how can people find you on the interwebs?
Well, I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Bochan, the Prince of Rage. Somebody stole my first name page, so I had to come up with a little catch line. But you can find me on there. I'm also on Instagram under Bochan, the Prince of Rage. And I also have a Cosplay Amino account, which is just Bochan.
Okay. And Kylie, do you have any other questions before we wrap this up?
No, I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And we'll be hanging out.
I'm excited.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you for being on the show, and Geeksters, we'll be back with you in just a minute.
Thank you.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team.
If you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet.
And if you ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun.
Then don't let another week pass you by without tuning into
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel.
With news, rumors, commentary, and interviews.
As well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Official consulting hours are between 8 and 5 every other Thursday.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks on WeebieGeeks.net, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Geeksters. It's Vicky and Dawn here with Katie Starr, who... this time around at Odd Mall has become the goddess of cosplay.
We can go with that. I like that title.
I just refer to everyone as goddess of everything, so we're good.
Hey, I'm going to go with it.
Right. So you've been running Cosplay HQ all weekend?
Yes, I have.
And how has that been going?
It's been really interesting. I've gotten to talk to lots of cosplayers, sign them up for the cosplay contest. And it's just really fun being able to interact with them and learn a little bit about what they do.
Has there been anything kind of odd or different or something that, like, maybe you haven't seen at other cons before, or...
The Five Minutes at Freddy's group was pretty awesome. I've never seen a full group of them.
And they get pretty creepy, too.
Yeah, they were awesome, though. I was really impressed by them. They were able to walk around in those costumes, which...
yeah,
it's surprising.
And if you guys don't know, you should really look up some images from Five Nights at Freddy's. These are like massive heads they've got going on of foam and everything that they've created.
Yeah, and they were creepy. They were delightfully creepy.
Are those the ones that were taking the pictures out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were taking pictures and the kids were freaking out in the middle of my booth.
They had like that green monstery looking one and a red one. And yeah, I don't know what
the
characters are.
And the one with the phone, I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, it was a phone head or something, yeah.
I don't know.
I take it they were part of the costume contest, though.
Yeah, they were. They were.
And how did that go?
It went pretty well, I think. For my first time, I'm not complaining.
Now, I doubt that Heather had a list of the numbers from the last time, but to me, it looked like there were a lot more people involved.
There was a lot of people. And they all seemed to come pretty close to the end. But, you know, as long as they made it there, I'm not going to complain because it was awesome to have so many people. Like, all the categories had a good number of people in them.
Right, right. And there was a good, like, age range and everything?
Oh, yeah. There were a whole bunch in the kids group. There was a good amount in the adults group. And then all the groups seemed to be mixed ages, which was really cool to see.
That's cool. Now, in general, do you find that at conventions and such, that cosplay is becoming a much bigger part?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you think that that's from? Like,
I think that it's partly, you know, fantasy getting away from your real life. I think it's, you know, also people are finding that this is a good outlet for all their hobbies. I mean, I went to art school and there was no real way for me to get all that out anymore now that I have a real job and stuff. And this helps me to get all that creativity out in a cool, constructive way.
Right.
And I think that's, for a lot of people, that's what it is for them.
And for, like, a lot of artists and stuff, it's money-making, too. I mean, it's actually bigger business than it ever used to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect to go, like, full-time professional into cosplay ever, but it does have a nice little monetary benefit at times.
And there are actual cosplay celebrities now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're a local cosplay celebrity.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I have a little bit of a following. It's kind of weird.
But you went in it for the love of it, not to become, you know, massively popular.
Yeah, I mean,
it just happens.
You go into it because you love it, and that's why you should be in it. And then if you start meeting people and gaining a following, that's really cool because then you can talk to all these people and, like, share what you know with, like, the newbies and all the people that are coming into it.
That seems like a great thing about, like, geeks in general. Like,
oh, yeah.
We share and we help.
Yeah.
And you get the little kids that love you and they run up and hug you.
Oh, yeah. The little kids are a blast to have around. I mean, I wouldn't say I do this for the kids. There's a lot of people that say that. And I'm like, I don't do this for the kids. I do it for me. But I do really enjoy when they're really excited to see you. Especially, like, yesterday there was a little Ray and I was dressed as Ray and she was, like, really shy, but she was so
happy. That was awesome.
To see
I saw her come up to the table.
Yeah, it was super cute.
Did you get a picture with her?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not good at that.
We should have this, the little girl that was scared of the furries, and then by the end she wouldn't hug all of them.
Aww. Yeah. That's so cute. Well, like in the past we've actually had, they've tried to arrange photo shoots of similar characters. It doesn't seem to work out. I don't know why the scheduling thing doesn't seem to work out with the cosplayers.
I think for here, like, it's because people are coming and going. It's not so much like a con where everybody's here all weekend.
Right.
If you're here all weekend, it's easy to get people to plan to come here and come there at whatever time. Here, it's just more of a free-for-all.
Right, right. So, if you can arrange it with your own friends kind of thing, that's about all that happens. So what do you see making any changes for, since now you're in charge of the Odd Mall cosplay, do you see any, you know, changes coming or anything you'd like to do a little differently next time?
I think we might tweak the groups a little bit, tweak the age ranges, maybe have a younger kids group and then a slightly older kids group, like a teens group. And we want to streamline the process a little bit, but no massive changes, just little tweaks here and there.
Are they going to, is Andy planning to have the costume contest at the Hudson one as well?
I don't know, but I can't go to that one. I'm going to be out of town.
Well, what about Toledo? Are we doing it to
I can't go to that one either. I'm like booked for that weekend.
Well, it is Halloween though. I'm thinking that we'd have to have it for Halloween.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because there's some awesome people.
So maybe getting kicked back to Heather again is what you're saying.
I'm saying she might have to take over that one. Because I am already booked for that weekend.
You'll be delegating.
Yeah, I'll be at another costume contest.
How dare you?
Oh, no. I'm dividing my time up between so many places. Oh, well.
Well, speaking of that, where can people find you? Either online or in person? Or?
Oh, God. You can find me online on Facebook, Nerd Girl Cosplay, or on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, whatever, at Nerd Girl Cosplay.
And what events do you have coming up?
Coming up, I'm going to be at Colossal Con. I'm not guesting there or anything. I'm just attending. And probably Indie Pop Con. And my next guest appearance isn't until the fall, so...
Okay.
Well, Colossal Con, don't you have a really interesting, like, group you guys are doing?
Yeah, we're doing a bathing suit, The Force Awakens group.
That's fantastic.
I didn't see the pictures. I heard you guys talking about that. That is, like, awesome.
It's going to be fascinating, so we'll see how that goes.
I think it's going to be great.
Group cosplays are always a little iffy just because you don't know what's going to happen at the end, but if all turns out well, it should be awesome. I'm hoping to get a beach ball BB-8, so.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be fantastic.
That's what I really want to have.
Well, and of course, if anyone follows you on any of your social media, then they will be able to see pictures of, you know, as you're preparing and after the fact. And
I post a lot of in-progress pictures, and whenever I get final pictures done, I post those as well. And I'm really interactive. If you guys want to ask me questions, I am more than happy to answer.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Oh, God. Just make awesome stuff. That's all I gotta say. Just make awesome stuff.
The slogan of Geeks Everywhere, yes. Make awesome stuff.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us, Katie, and we're heading to another interview in just a second.
His eardrums were scientifically altered for world peace. His ears are more finely tuned than yours or mine. He can listen to a podcast from a mile away. He is the most dedicated podcast fan in the world. I do not always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I prefer the Tangentbound Network. Keep listening, my friends.
We try to cover all things geek. We cover comic books, video games, movies, board games, conventions. What else do we do?
Books. Lots of books and
science-y
stuff and cryptids. We do that, and we do.
Speaking of which, I got to show you guys the videos.
Everything.
Seth Breedlove's had seven or eight production videos from Arkansas that I have on YouTube that we watch. We can watch later.
I've seen him posting some of the pics from it on his Small Town Monster Station on Facebook.
Cool. So, and they've been actually fun stuff because, like I said, if you enjoy behind the scenes footage and stuff, that's what basically this is.
Right.
But and I know we're gonna have him back on the show at some point after he gets back from Arkansas to let us know about the trip.
He did. I think he got back yesterday, but he did not.
Oh yeah, he was coming back today.
He did not get eaten by an alligator.
Ah, okay.
Or yeah, he made it back.
Good. It's always good to not get eaten by an alligator.
Well, he was worried.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, at least in Arkansas, you have to really work to get eaten by an alligator. In Louisiana is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Southern Mississippi is probably easier to do that. But Arkansas, you don't really have to worry about it as much. You probably have to worry a little bit more about the copperheads and
spiders.
Bears.
Yeah.
Spiders. The little things that bite you.
What it is, I've discovered a long time ago. We're in the right place. Everywhere else in this country has something trying to kill you.
That's true.
If you go out west, you get, you go far enough, you get earthquakes. The ground itself is trying to kill
you. Ohio has earthquakes? What are you talking
about? Not much.
About?
Well, not enough.
Not to split the land apart.
Exactly.
Separate.
It's not going to swallow you up.
It's enough to make your smoothie a little bit more.
You get a little bit closer west, and you get tornadoes everywhere.
Right.
The sky is trying to kill you.
Well, the problem is, Ohio gets a little of everything, though. It's milder, but we still get a little bit.
We compensate for it with our food. Our food tries to kill us.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Everywhere.
Am I right, guys? Am I right?
No, yeah. Good. Well, a lot of the other places, that's an epic beard, sir.
I like that.
That is phenomenal.
I like that. I can never aspire to that, and I'm okay.
Mine won't go any longer. I wish it would.
Ah, okay.
You got to spill your beer in my beard.
Okay.
But at least
we're not in Australia where the entirety of the country is trying to kill you.
That's true. Everything in Australia wants you dead.
That's true.
That's why they're so happy, because as long as they can wake up in the morning, they're happy people.
That's right.
Except for the bats are actually really cute.
That's right.
Yeah. So... What's next on the agenda? We talked about all kinds of fun stuff.
we can talk about some news.
We got some news articles?
News.
Is there any small snippets before we get to the big one?
I got
what do you got? Vicky's got one.
My theory on Flash.
Which one?
Barry dies.
Her theory for the end of this season is because we saw last week on Flash.
Barry was the one in the grave.
Yeah, well... But we saw last week on Flash how Wells told Barry, you're going to get your speed back by redoing the particle accelerator explosion.
Yeah, because that's a great idea.
Well, if you go to the 60s in the comics, when Wally West was first introduced, it was supposed to be timeline-wise a year after Barry Allen gets his powers.
Right.
And Wally is taking a tour of Barry's lab, and the same thing happens. Lightning strikes the lab, and Wally ends up with powers.
Right.
Welcome to the 60s comic books.
Right.
But, so, my theory was, by the end of this season, they're going to recreate this particle accelerator explosion, and Wally's getting his powers because of this.
Right.
Well, my theory was, we've seen Jesse Quicks on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have the speed formula to give her powers.
Right.
So, and my theory is still, and most people figure that the real Jay Garrick is underneath the hood.
Yes.
And sort of, too. So, I'm thinking at the end of this season, you're going to have four speedsters running side by side to take out Zoom.
Barry dies.
And then her theory is Barry dies and Wally takes over. That way, when the movies come out, you have Barry Allen in the movies and Wally West in the comic or in the TV show. I don't like that theory because they don't care about that.
Though.
I know.
That's
what they keep telling us. That's her theory, but I don't like. Grant Gustin is the Flash. That was the perfect Flash on air for people to see.
I can't see them. I can't see them doing that. I mean, the thing is, you had two archers in Arrow. Well, at one point, you actually had three archers.
Well, you still have two archers right now.
So you still have
Speedy
two.
Is an archer.
So I'm thinking, I mean, you can, I mean, the Speed Force is a concept that's enough to handle all the, I mean, there's more than one speedster in all the multiverse.
Oh, yeah, right? There's speedsters all over the place.
So I think that I can't see them killing Barry.
You know what? A little bit of speculation.
I think they'll say that for season three.
Yeah, I don't see it either. But
all the ones they've killed have been Earth 2s.
Right.
Yeah.
And the show is not serious enough to kill one of their main Earth 1 characters.
Or the main Earth 1 character.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, but, speculation for next year while we're here, I would love to see, we've seen Jay Garrick, we've seen Wally and Barry and Jesse Quick. I want to see some Max Mercury, the Zen master of the Speed Force. In the comic books, Max Mercury is one of the older speedsters, but it's like somehow, I don't remember how it worked, but he's actually studied and fully understands the Speed Force.
Right.
They call him the Zen Master of the Speed Force because he's like a Zen monk type thing. And he's studied the Speed Force for all these years, and he's the one you go to if you have questions. It'd be great to see him even as a cameo in this.
I think, because they fully embrace the multiverse, I don't see it outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
So
the other really good theory I've heard was a chance of us seeing Power Girl next year on Flash. Now that we've seen Melissa Benoist on and Grant Gustin together,
Power Girl on Supergirl.
Flash. Because Flash deals more with the multiverse.
I'm Supergirl, hoping that's who's in the pod at the end of Supergirl.
That would be a way change because Power Girl is actually from an alternate Earth.
Right. But if you want the truth, I'm really hoping Supergirl doesn't get a second season.
Well,
that's a horrible show.
Power Girl is Supergirl.
I thought they said that they got a second season.
Not yet.
No, they haven't.
I'm thinking that we're going to wait at the end of all the seasons.
There's like 3 weeks till the upfronts.
Okay.
That's when they're going to announce it.
Yeah.
What it is CBS is an old school network. We've discussed this multiple times that. And the show it's gotten better as it goes on. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping next season they'll have a little bit more leeway. They'll get a little bit better. You know what I mean? And they're growing their audience as they go.
I don't agree that the show's gotten better. So.
First season always
just keeps going. Yeah. Sex in the City, Ally McBeal, and I'm
The first season of Arrow knocked it out of the park for me.
I wasn't as big on the first, but then I'm the big Boy Scout, so
that's why you like Supergirl. It's such a nice show.
I know, it's fun.
She was so good when she had the red kryptonite, for goodness sake.
You liked that part of Superman 3, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
When he got corrupted by the fake kryptonite or the synthetic
sitting
kryptonite.
Sitting there flipping the peanut.
That was a phenomenal scene on this season's Supergirl, when she did the same
thing.
That
was just hokey, and it's like, oh, good job not trying to write anything new.
Well, hey, you got to give nods to where it's been.
I don't.
So, but that's some of the TV news that's out there.
You threw that,
side, don't you?
You threw that out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's your?
What do you got?
Well, not to me, it's not that is that big a surprise, but we are getting our Punisher series.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We almost skipped right through that.
Yeah. So
we don't need to deal with that. That's Marvel.
They haven't done a huge amount of press for it yet, but they've confirmed Netflix has ordered the series.
And they already have a showrunner, so some people are thinking that we can see this as soon as next year. But I'm like, I don't think so.
With the lineup they have going on to get to Defenders, it's not going to be till after Defenders comes out, because they have to do the ensemble one first.
Yeah. I'm still sticking to my timeline for that we know Luke Cage is in August. I'm thinking Iron Fist, we're going to get that instead of Jessica Jones 2. Jessica Jones season 2 will
They haven't said anything about filming Jessica Jones 2.
Yeah, nobody's.
Iron Fist, they're already starting to cast.
Right.
We're going to get that in November. And then we're going to have Defenders where Daredevil's been.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're starting to film by end of the year, they said.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
So we're not going to get Daredevil season, three right away.
Right.
Yeah. If we get season 3, it'll be in phase 2.
And then I think Punisher is going to be the beginning of phase 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll see if you get a Blade and a Ghost Rider to go with their ensemble cast to create their show.
Yeah. That would be kind of interesting. If Netflix phase 2 is not ending at Defenders, they're ending at your show. Midnight Suns?
Midnight Suns,
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like they'll do it the same way. They each get their own individual show, and then you get the ensemble.
Now, there was, within the announcement, there's some speculation that Bernthal will show up in the Defenders as well in a cameo role, maybe.
Well, why not? Well, you have him.
They've got him under contract.
Right, yeah. So.
He is Punisher. He'll show up.
So we'll
Hello,
see.
Welcome to the live show.
Welcome to the live show. So. Well, I don't know. I'll see. I'm waiting to see if that actually happens. I'm just happy that we're actually getting confirmation of a Punisher series. So that's that, and you know, there's I think that they've already said that they're going to be looking at Defenders before there's even talk of a Daredevil season 3.
Yeah, so. That's what I said. It's going to be phase 2, or they call phase 2 for Netflix. Yeah.
Right. So
we know it's going to be good no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Right.
So was there anything else out of Marvel, the TV or anything that
Other than everybody's getting ready for Civil War, but...
Oh, yeah, there happens to be a movie dropping this week.
Oh, that is the end of this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. Free comic book days this week, too, so we should...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we talked about that on the last show because we knew we wouldn't have much time. Right.
Well, yeah, I do want to remind everybody, remember, Saturday coming up, the May 7th, is Free Comic Book Day.
Hit all your local comic shops, go pick something up, it's worth it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to go ahead and move on to the Wizard World news?
Sure.
Actually, Kylan and Dawn had to make a change of plans this week.
Yes,
we did. Yeah, we did.
We announced it on the show before that this summer we were going to be going down to Orlando to hit Wizard World Orlando, which was just starting out this year. And one of the reasons we were going was our pal Mike, who runs the Weeby Geeks Network, was trying to get a bunch of podcasters together down there because that's where he is. Well, we found out over the past week or so that they canceled Wizard World Orlando. They've actually canceled about a third of their shows. They have it scheduled for next year, apparently. They do list on the website 2017.
Okay.
But they've canceled about a third of their shows, including a lot of new ones, because last year Wizard World lost about $5 million in revenue, and their CEO just resigned. So they're having some problems.
Yeah, well, they should have stuck to the world of publishing.
They did really well with that magazine. Yeah, that was a good
Wizard magazine. Well, what I always loved about it was I read Wizard,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and I read Inquest because I was playing Magic so much.
Okay.
And Inquest, it was in gaming magazines. There was Inquest and Scry,
right?
There were two magazines. Scry was more like a newspaper for gaming,
right?
And it had all your price guides and stuff. Inquest was like the version of like I'm trying to think something that would compare to it, a geek news show in Us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inquest was Us, where we cover the news, but we put a lot of personality in it. We put fun. There was in-jokes in it. There was all kinds of fun stuff like that. It was like Wizard Magazine. You said you read Wizard Magazine.
Yeah.
You
could
see
yeah.
the personality in the magazine.
Right.
That's what Inquest did.
And
they did the same thing with a magazine called Toy Fair.
The thing is, the reason primarily they got rid of Wizard Magazine was people aren't buying magazines generally anymore. So they went to a lot of online stuff, and then they kind of gave up on that,
I was
going to
say, do they even have Wizard online anymore?
They had it for the first year or so after they stopped publication. But the thing is, everyone gets their news via Twitter and Facebook and all these other, like Nerdist and all these other sites now, that it kind of put that element of Wizard out of business.
Yeah.
Because that's where they were getting their news to give you the magazine.
Yeah. So. Well, I know Inquest, the gaming magazine, died about a year before Scry, and both of them were basically killed because the main reason to buy those was your card price guides were in it.
Right.
And when everything started going online, mm-hmm. people weren't checking the magazine anymore.
That's just it, yeah.
It was more accurate people online because it updates daily or weekly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. You get your monthly magazine, and it's got stories from the past month.
Yeah.
Where you go online, and you get stories from the past hour.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
But anyway, so that's the big thing with Wizard World, and it's not surprising considering how much they were just flooding the market with the cons. And I think the biggest problem with Wizard World has always been too many celebrities and too high an admission fee. Like the one recently in Cleveland was $40.
Yes, for one day.
Yeah.
And then the cheapest autograph you're going to get there is probably $40.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, if you go to, say, San Diego Comic-Con and stuff, you get like these big swag bags.
Yeah.
People are giving things away, and they don't do that at Wizard World stuff.
No. Wizard World is an autograph convention.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a big issue in terms of, you know, you're losing people because you're charging them like $100 for a couple, basically. You can't take a family to Wizard World.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
And just to get in, it's costing you a couple $100.
That's one of the reasons we didn't go to Wizard World when we went to Cleveland.
Yeah. Right.
We've had Wizard World Cleveland twice. We've not been there because it just isn't cost effective.
And the problem is they have to have prices like that because they focus so much on celebrities. And in case you guys don't know this, celebrities don't show up for free.
No.
Actually, I heard a lot of them actually. Their autograph fee is what they get.
Well, depends on who it is. There are some who, if they have something current going on,
that is awesome, Mr. Hop.
Their production company wants to pay for them, then they will go ahead and get paid that way. They'll be paid to come.
Yeah.
But if they don't have something current, they usually have to pay them to show up. Or if they're really, really older, like Lou Ferrigno and stuff like that, they have to pay for themselves, and they do just get the autograph
fees. But then again, if you get the autograph fee, you got to think, these guys are signing all day. at $20 to $30 a signature,
yeah,
every hour, they're making bank.
Right. But that's if people want it.
Right.
So,
you know, but that's why they have to charge so much at the door.
Yeah.
And so that's why they go out of business.
Yeah. That's why you got to love shows like Oddball and Con on the Cob. When we do have celebrities or artists or publishers, they don't charge extra for that stuff. Well, that's part of being here.
Right. We were even looking. Like, we couldn't even get journal passes for the Wizard ones because we were looking into them.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to pay. Wizard World will still charge you.
Yeah, you still had to pay $150.
Yeah.
For a signature and whatever else. A couple of them were up over $200 for a picture.
Yeah.
Andy has this interesting green thing. What do you got, Andy? Hang on a second. We'll be back in just a second.
No, just
record it. You got something?
Just record it.
You got something?
Just record it.
You got something for Geeksters. Andy Hopp is here.
What's up, dogs?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Andy Hopp here with the Cool Groove.
What is that?
This is a Cthubaka is what I'm calling it. But he's just a cute little furry monster.
That is awesome.
Can I see this for just a minute?
Here, Don, you gotta get a picture of this guy. Geeksters, you're gonna see a picture of this on our Facebook. This thing is like cool looking.
Why is it looking at me like that?
It's leaning forward, like coming at you too.
It is.
I think it wants something.
It wants to kiss you. No, that's cool. What it is.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Mr. Hobby.
Carry on, Geek Watch One.
So, back into Wizard World.
Yeah.
What do you think this says for like the future of Wizard World?
Well, I think it's. Here's the thing. It says something more. For, I think, not just Wizard World, because also this week it came out that Fox is pulling out of San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not, I mean, last year it was Marvel, and who else pulled out? Sony?
I think it was Sony.
So,
well, Disney's been gone for a while. If Marvel pulled out, Disney and Lucasfilm are gone.
Right.
Well, no. Lucasfilm may do something. All these guys will have a presence there, but they're not going to do their major presentations.
Right.
And so, see, the thing is, I think what it's saying is that we might be actually. I'm not going to say it's the end of the geek renaissance, whatever you want to call it. I don't believe that's happening, but I believe what is happening is that the entertainment industry is starting to realize that. You know, they don't need the big conventions to get their product out there.
Well,
a lot of them are starting to do it on their own.
Yeah,
That's what Fox is doing. That's what Marvel is.
They get just as much play on things if they release everything at the same time at the convention and online, you know, the trailers or something.
Yeah, right.
They don't have to worry about leaks and everything, and people are still sharing it massively
right.
as soon as it's online anyway.
Exactly.
Well, also, for a long time, you had. Wizard World was always bouncing around. You had San Diego Comic-Con, and that was the only major Comic-Con out there. Maybe New York would rival it.
Right.
But, and then you had like one or two other, like Dragon Con, Gen Con, and Origins for gaming and such.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting to the point where, with what Wizard World's done, and San Diego actually owns two or three cons now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They own WonderCon and I think two or three other ones.
Right.
But and now with the advent of like Heroes and Villains Con,
mm-hmm.
That's all straight television comic book stuff.
Right.
Right.
Like, everybody from the CW, the Fox comic book shows, and even, like, Once Upon a Time are at these shows. And if I remember right, the autographs are either a whole lot less or they're free. Yeah, Freeform has some other people there, too.
Yeah, like, even at Dragon Con, when they have celebrities, they have this, like, celebrity row, and most of the stuff you can get autographs for free. All the authors that are there, they'll autograph stuff for free. So, but, I mean, that's the big thing, though. Like, Wizard World just presumes everyone who goes there wants to see all the celebrities. But the majority of people who have always gone to these cons want to see the comics. We want to see the artists and the creators, the small-time guys, too, not just some big names.
I know.
We used to go to Mid-Ohio, which is in Columbus. And Wizard World bought that out a few years ago.
Yeah.
We went the year before they bought it, and we went the year after they bought it.
And it was a 180...
It was a completely different show.
Yeah.
And they went ahead and stuck all the celebrities up front, creating a mass of crowd in the front of the building. You had to work your way to get into the rest of the show to find the vendors. And then they stuck all of the artists and creators at the back of the room.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of having all your creators up front where people have to go by them and see what's new and walk by and everything to get to the celebrities, stick them at the back so everyone who wants celebrities just goes to them and then leaves.
Yeah.
And
you know, so it screws them over.
We had a lot of artists that we know that had the same issue.
Yeah.
Andy's had that. Andy had that problem. He used to do Mid-Ohio, if I remember right.
Yeah. Right.
And when that happened, he stopped doing it because no one was coming to the back of the hall.
Yeah, there's no point. You've got half the building will be full because of all the celebrity stuff, and then no one pays attention to what's at the back.
And we had to...
can't find them.
Exactly.
We had to work through the glut to get to the back. I mean, because it's like when you go to... at least for me and Dawn, when we go to the show, we want to meet the creators. We want to talk to the publishers.
And I want to discover the new stuff. Like,
right. Yeah.
We read the main comics. We read DC and Marvel and Image. We read the big ones. But it's nice to find someone who's creating, like, their own smaller graphic novels that are really good. And
yeah.
But you can't discover them.
The little independents.
Or like, okay, like the guy that created Infinite Kung Fu.
Right.
Kagan MacLeod.
The Indian one that I really liked.
Yeah. Probably one of the most phenomenal... independent creator-owned books I've ever read, and we first ran into him at Motor City,
mm-hmm.
and Motor City is a mid-sized con, and so a lot of these guys that's how they're making their living. I mean we see it here at iMall. They have their booth, they have their product. And they're selling it directly to you, and they're telling you about it. And I'll be honest with you, I was stuck on waiting for the next convention so I can get that next issue because
you couldn't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this was before. Like, now a lot of the creators have their own websites. But, like, at this point, this was early 2000s.
Yeah.
And so I don't think a lot of these guys didn't have their own website at that point.
No. No one had their own website back then, unless you're a major corporation.
Right. And I mean, luckily, 2016 is a different world. And so now, if you go to a smaller show, and you come across a guy or a writer, an artist, and they have a book, and you really like it, 9 times out of 10, it's available to you online, and you can buy it directly from them.
You have to be able to discover them to begin with.
Right. Yeah. And if
and Wizard World screws them over because they have to. It's not like they're not paying for their booths.
Oh, no. Never. I heard Wizard World booths are expensive.
Charging horrible fees, and they have to pay for their travel to get there.
Yep.
So they have to make money. And how do they make money if no one's getting to them at the back of the room? So I'm not surprised at all that Wizard World has had to cut back and they've lost money. Because of all the overcharging that they've been doing, and they just can't keep it up with, like you said, there are media specific events they're creating now where you can meet the stars of all the TV shows.
Yeah.
If you're not into looking at comics and stuff, and then you still have your local cons where they're selling comics, and you have awesome things like Odd Mall where you're not charged a fee to get in,
and they're selling the artists
and the comics, and you've got a bit of everything here.
Exactly. And I think that's the reason why. In the last couple of years, we're starting to see an increase, and this is why I say that we're not about to see the end of the geek renaissance or whatever. It's because a lot of the smaller and mid-sized shows are starting to gain more popularity because they're not saturated by all the extra stuff by the media.
Yeah,
and all the extra stuff. Maybe you'll see, or like what we see at the Akron Comic Con, they're so comic specific that even the podcasts that they want there have to be
comic podcasts. We weren't able to get Geek Watch 1 in there because we are not a comic book podcast.
That's right.
But I have an end around on that for this year.
Right.
Both of us do.
Yeah, so yeah, we do. I'm cool with that. You have to, like I said in one of my entries from about a month ago, you have to protect the brand. Mm-hmm. You have to. And otherwise, you end up with... I mean, in 2000, one of my dreams was to go to San Diego. And that's what I wanted to do. That was like on my bucket list. And then, we went to Dragon Con. I had a blast at Dragon Con, and everybody that I met at Dragon Con who had gone to San Diego... all said the same thing. This was back in, 2010?
5 years ago.
They all said, you don't want to go. You don't want to go see.
Yeah, everything I've seen, even you see pictures and stuff, that it is so crowded, wall-to-wall people that...
And they haven't expanded locations at all.
The largest building they can get in that area.
And they don't restrict a lot of the, single-day tickets and stuff like that. And it's a bit of a... From the outside, it looks like it's become a bit of a mess for San Diego.
And Hall H is, I guess, Hall H is starting to kind of...
Well, Hall H is the big hall. That's where you go for the big reveals and everything.
And that's why that's
where people
dying.
Are pulling out of.
Yeah.
That's what Fox pulled out of doing a big Hall H presentation.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know. I think it's just... I think what we're starting to see with Wizard World and with what's going on with it's in San Diego is just a it's sort of the natural
it's the
progression.
Leveling out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's going to be
you bubble. Say, you've got to level up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a natural evolution of the way these shows are going. We're going to have a lot more niche conventions.
Like San Diego,
there's always been horror conventions or sci-fi conventions. Or I think we're going to start moving back to that because San Diego for a while has basically become an everything convention.
Yeah.
Odd Mall is an everything type show.
San Diego's become a very media Hollywood convention, and a lot of that has to do with location. Mm-hmm. Your studios are nearby, so that's why they want to put their stuff there. But then you have, like you said, the niche ones. You've got D23. Disney doesn't have to do anything at San Diego because they have D23, and then they have Celebration to do everything
Star
Wars.
And then, as they've shown the last couple of years, they have an actual Marvel Day at their theater on they have it's either the Egyptian. It's one of the major theaters, Grauman's or one of those, is owned by Disney.
Yeah,
and they just have a Marvel Day where they do. All their Marvel announcements at the end of summer.
Yep.
Every day is Marvel Day for me.
Wow. You can't be perfect.
Whatever. Don't hate. Congratulations.
Hang on. What?
I was going to say, because it almost sounds like the big conventions are going to be dying off, and stuff like Con the Cob is going to be growing.
People don't want to deal
with... Family-oriented.
Yeah, people don't want to deal with the... Uber focused Hollywood style massive crowds,
the bullying,
overpriced
stuff like that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about yesterday. Yeah, it's a
that if you didn't look like this and you weren't like this, you couldn't be this. And,
right. You know, I think the smaller, less drama cons are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one needs a drama.
No, and that should need to be safe for your mama, which with Mother's Day coming up, you know what? Actually, come to think of it, I just remembered something. I was talking to my mom.
Like you do?
And actually...
Was this before or after Andy was talking to your mom?
This was before.
Okay.
And actually...
Andy calls your mom almost every
time. I have to announce an award.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. This is the... I have to announce the... 2016 My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone Award. Okay?
Now, I can attest to the fact that he actually asked his mom to choose the award. He told her the name of the award and asked her, gave her people to choose from, and she chose who should get the award this year.
Right, okay. So, there were four nominees for the My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone Award. Okay? So, the four nominees were... let's see. We had Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We had
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. We had Joseph Stalin. And Marge Schott. Okay.
Aren't they all the same people?
Well, just about.
So out of those four, I asked my mom to pick which one of these that she did not like. And so the winner of the 2016 My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone Award is Marge Schott.
And tell why your mom chose her.
All right, and the reason why my mom chose Marge Schott was because Trump and Hitler and Stalin were just mean to people in general.
Were just horrible, awful
horrible, awful people. But Marge Schott was just particular and put effort into that. And
she was very specific
about who she disliked. And that was just, she just couldn't abide by that. So,
well, with that, I think we're going to wrap this show up so we can get ready for the next act on the stage here.
That's right.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the geek revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join Weeby Geeks and the Geek Revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Listen to Weeby Geeks podcast on iTunes and Stitcher or online at weebygeeks.net. Weeby Geeks, your voice for the Geek Revolution. Want to know more?
Hey, Geeksters. Welcome back to Geek Watch 1. Once again, you guys have been through this a couple times. It's the last interview of the day. And in the last interview today, as always, we always get the hops to sit down and give us a general overview of how this show go this time. We're also actually being joined by Angus, our the resident blacksmith of Oddmall. So yeah. Welcome, Angus.
Hello.
So Andy, overall, how did this show go?
Let me tell you something, man. All these people walking up talking about they know what Oddmall's all about. They're like, look, Oddmall's all fun, Oddmall's all games, Oddmall's all people having a good time, and these people don't know. These suckers, they come up to me being like, Andy, let me tell you something. I really dig me some Oddmall. And I'm like, yeah, man, I really appreciate you digging Oddmall like that, because it's really what we're all about. If people are having fun, I'm having fun. If people are smiling, I'm smiling. And Oddmall's just about smiles. You know what I'm saying? And they're all like, yeah, man, I know what you're saying. It's all good, my man. And then we have a big high five. Usually what we do is we start off at opposite ends of the room, run at each other in slow motion. Then we leap up into the air also in slow motion and do this kind of epic high five that just shakes and rattles the walls. It's the most masculine, manly thing in the world. Testosterone flowing. All the women in the room spontaneously become pregnant. And it's just amazing. And that's what Oddmall's all about.
Awesome. Well, I know is this the first time you've actually been totally sold out of every booth?
Yes.
Every booth, every spot that you had available had someone in it.
Every square millimeter of space
yes.
was taken up by people.
We actually had a couple of emergency cancellations, and Andy had those filled, like, instantaneously.
Yeah, awesome. Oddmall is a force of nature now.
It's the place to be.
Yeah, Heather's got some laryngitis.
Yeah, my voice started going yesterday. I talked a lot. It was such a good show. There were so many people. It ate my voice.
What is that?
Your drug money just showed up.
Oh, I got drug money.
Your purple bag.
Your purple bag.
Nobody grabbed my purple bag.
That's actually the money from the donation monster, so thank you for donating for coming to Oddmall.
Yes.
But we don't need Coachella. We don't need San Diego, because we got Oddmall.
Oh, look who's coming, guys. This is my man Paris Mackey coming in the house.
Hey, we're going to get Paris, him on the show.
What's up? Yeah.
What's up? Yeah.
You have a good show.
Oh, Aurora's in the house, too. And I'm sorry, I totally forgot your first
Danielle.
Name. Danielle. This is Danielle, everybody. Paris's wife. Paris's first Oddmall. What'd you think of Oddmall, man? Here, talking to
the wait a minute. Let me spin this around.
Live right now.
This is on the podcast.
We're recording for Geek Watch 1.
Oddmall is the truth. Come on down.
Well, not now because it's over, but
yeah. Next
one. Come on down. Still, come on down. There's good people down here.
Yeah, you can help us clean up.
So, how many vendors did you actually end up having?
248.
Dude. 248
vendors. Yeah, it was awesome. My socks are officially rocked.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So was it? We usually talk just a touch. There wasn't really much in the way of major snafus either this time. It went pretty smooth.
Everything did go smoothly.
The only snafu was that there was just so much funk going on in the room. It was extra funky.
Yeah, but not the bad kind.
Not
of
the
funk.
Bad kind. Just a good kind of funk. Like two trunks of funk, and like George Clinton was like, "This is too cool for me, man."
You know, George Clinton dissed us. I was like, "George, come on over." And he said he couldn't, you know, because I think he might be dead.
Is
he
dead? No, he's alive.
He's still touring.
But his wife is running for president.
No, that's Bill.
Oh, Ron Clinton.
No, right. That's a whole other family.
No, we actually.
I know, you're talking about Parliament.
Parliament, Funkadelic.
I know what you're talking about.
The people want to tear the roof off the sucker. Those people.
Right on.
Uh-oh.
We did. We did have a couple of minor snafus, and actually both of them were accidental scheduling problems. One of them was the Akron Beacon Journal. Ran an article on us on Thursday. Thank you, ABJ, for running an article on us.
What's up, ABJ?
Yeah,
what's up, unfortunately, they listed the cosplay competition as on Sunday, so we did a social media blast and tried to prevent people from accidentally showing up today, and I didn't see anybody show up today.
No, it's all good.
And I got the word that the costume contest yesterday was actually bigger than it had ever been. So
yeah, it was awfully easy for cheesy.
Speaking about costume contest, what about Rubber City Cosplay bringing it Star Wars style?
I know.
Holy cow, man.
There's grand stuff here.
We had Darth Maul's out the wazoo. We had some Kylo Ren's running around the place. Get it? Running around.
We had BB-8 making
it
great.
We had an amazing Rey costume.
Multiple Rays.
Rays.
rays of golden sunshine.
That's why they gave me the feels, man. Yeah. Make me want to cry.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Darth Vader was in the house.
So we've had a great weekend this weekend. We actually, now, since Andy's gotten all industrious and stuff, he's branching out.
Illustrious, industrious, always frustrious.
I know you're not trying to rhyme right now.
Frustrious is where I just made up on the spot.
Industrious
and illustrious. What? Rap battle.
What?
No. Rap battle.
No. What?
You and me, Kylan, right now, rap battle.
No, because it will not be safe for Geek Watch 1's ears.
Why not? How you know?
It won't be safe for Kylan's ears.
Because Kylan has said he can't be responsible.
Rhyme hope with rope again.
I can rhyme. I can rhyme hope with rope. I've done that.
Yeah, you just did.
I just did. Right. I can rhyme hope with rope and make it dope. And you get mad because you can't cope. Chewing that oddball with the oddballs.
I lost the Scrabble, man. What we need is a ping pong table.
We do. We need a ping pong table and some
Kraken.
We need a ping pong table and Kraken. All right, you guys, both of you, you're invited to our New Year's Eve party.
Oh my gosh,
we're having this year. Sweet. We hang out. We bust some gangster rap, freestyle. Kyle and I drinking the Kraken, playing ping pong.
They almost didn't make New Year's.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and you guys are invited.
They were trying to find the bottom of a large bottle of Kraken. Oh, awesome. Well, we're going to wrap this up anyway.
I wanted to throw out a couple more shout-outs.
We'll see you at the next show.
Talking about shout-out.
Yeah, you go do some shout-outs.
You can't just shout-out to Rubber City Cosplay and not shout-out to my boys from the NEO Ghostbusters. In the house. Not in the house anymore. They left, but they were in the house.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the NEO Ghostbusters because they brought that awesome grill in the front.
Yeah,
I won the grill.
You won the grill.
I got a new barbecue grill.
Check out his grill.
It's awesome.
Smile so we can see your grill.
We talking about the kind of barbecue, not the kind that you buy from Paul Wall.
All right.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like 2003.
Oh, I need to get some Soul Glow next
You need
time.
To get something, man. We
yeah.
we get somebody sell some Soul Glow.
Let's get ready to wrap this up.
All right, wait. I want to shout out a couple more things.
Okay, what you got?
All right, we got all the vendors. I'm not even going to introduce them by name because there are 275,000 of them. But I want to throw a special amount of love if you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. We'll break it on down. If y'all out there, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Warriors. If those baseball mimes come kicking after you, you kick them in the nuggets and you spray some spray paint in their face. And you know what I'm talking about. No, I want to throw some love at the Pirates of the Broken or Busted? I can't remember.
Busted Cutlass.
Rusty Cutlass. Pirates of the Rusty Cutlass.
Yeah.
What is awesome.
Man, they brought it.
We had, like, Captain Jack and his entire crew.
Man, they were like a pirate version of the Wu-Tang Clan.
They brought a cannon. They brought...
Yeah, who goes to a cosplay event and brings a cannon?
The Pirates of the Rusty Cutlass.
All right, Wu-Tang Pirates... Clan.
If you guys are all listening to this, all seven of the Geek Watch 1 listeners out there, I want you to go...
Hey, we got eight
listeners. Go to geekwatch1.com.
.com. Yes.
Which you're probably already there because you're listening to this. But after that, go to Google, look up Pirates of the Rusty Cutlass, look up Rubber City Cosplay. I can't even talk anymore. What is up with me?
Look up Northeast
Ohio Ghostbusters. Of Oddmall.
Look up Paris Mackey, right? Immortal Nerd. You can't see it because this is like audio, but we're doing a raised fist.
Y'all know how we do.
You know it.
You know, I'm all 2016. Geek Watch 1, keeping it real nerdy.
I'm going to give a shout out to one more person.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it from me for a minute. I'll tell you why. Because of, you know, my amazing largesse and magnanimity in giving Vicky the picture of Bigfoot that I drew.
That is awesome.
Vicky's such a Bigfoot home for it.
Yeah, it is. I can't think of a person more fitting to give it to.
Like the board or the head or for my glasses. You know how Odwin is our Oddmall mascot here. The Bigfoot is actually the mascot for Seattle Oddmall. So you have the original mascot for the Seattle Oddmall.
Eventually, we're going to have to get out there and check out the Seattle Oddmall.
Yeah. Oh, road trip!
World trip!
Well, wait. Geeksters, we have geeksters all over the world.
Geeksters.
We are still the sexiest podcast in all of Czechoslovakia.
We are.
You know what? I actually heard that yesterday. This happened yesterday. Yeah. Sexiest podcast in Czechoslovakia. You guys have been uprooted, overthrown, and knocked down.
What?
Yeah, I know. There's this, I don't know, some roofing company or something in Czechoslovakia. And the guys... that do roofing, they stand out in the hot sun with no shirt on.
Uh-huh.
They got cut off jean shorts and they're like pushing hot tar with brooms.
Right.
And officially, according to Czechoslovakia Live magazine, mm-hmm. are now the number one sexiest podcast. But what they their podcast?
We're gonna have to go take them down.
You know what?
No longer.
We got time for those suckers.
You know my roof could use a new set of shingles.
So you know, I think the only way to take them down is for you guys to do a bit of roofing, of shirtless roofing.
Oh, you're funny. Oh, you're real. Like, come on, we'll commission. You know, we will commission shirtless roofing.
But.
So, no, that's what they need to do in their skirts.
Oh, you gotta do the moon.
We can do the roofing in our kilts.
No, so, dude, no.
So, what's the next, Andy, the next oddball, yeah. since you now have gotten industrious, right. So we got five oddballs every
year. Illustrious, industrious, and frustrious.
What is the next oddball?
Next oddball coming up July 8th to 9th. Oddmall and Pouring Me the Weird Backyard Bash, our very first outdoor show, is going to be, do people still say The Bomb? Or do they say all that? It's going to be The Bomb. It's going to be legit. It's going to be on tip. It's going to be on fleek.
It's going to be
all that and a bag of chips.
Okay.
And you know what else is going to be in addition to a bag of chips? Hawaiian Snow, my very favorite shaved ice, is going to be there.
Hawaiian Snow's
going to
be there?
That makes it right for me.
You know what else I found out is going to be there? Our own resident blacksmith, Angus, bringing his forge with him. He can actually do live blacksmithing right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Live blacksmithing, y'all.
What are the dates of the Backyard Bash?
All right, take a look at this, ladies and gentlemen, with your ears.
With your ears.
July 8th and 9th, Backyard Bash, Hudson, Ohio, 5425 Darrow Road, in a big grassy field, water balloon fights, croquet. We're going to tie some sponge brushes to bows and arrows and launch those arrows across the field at some canvases, make some paint. We're going to have frisbee, water balloon fights, picnics. We're going to have some live music, fire juggling, belly dancing. We're going to have rock bands. My man Dave from October Rising is bringing his whole setup. They're going to be rocking out with their socks out. Socks. It's going to be awesome. And anyway, you know what?
PG, Kyle.
What's wrong with socks?
Nothing.
They're going to rock out with their flock out. Right? The flock's going to be gathered around. 178 vendor booths. Anybody out there listening to this wants to be a vendor?
There's a priest there. They might rock out with the frocks out?
They might rock out with the frocks out. They might. They just might. Is there a problem with that?
No, I'm all for it. I mean, if the Pope can drop a rock album, why not?
Let me drop a little knowledge to the ladies and gentlemen out there. Anyway, I want to drop a little science, if I may.
Okay.
I know this isn't science class, right? But it's cool because we're going to tell you all about the other oddball that's brand new, hitting the airwaves, the foot waves, the ground waves, the water waves, the wind waves, the earth, air, wind, and fire waves. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Sand waves, whatever kind of waves there are. We're moving to Toledo.
Are you a Fremen?
I'm a Fremen. What's up with being a Fremen? I shall not fear. Fear is the mind killer. All right, we're going to this October. Listen good, because this is science right here. October 15th and 16th, 2016, current era. You know what I'm talking about. October 15th, 16th, Seagate Center. You know it's cool because they spell center with an R-E instead of an E-R.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
European up in here. Okay.
We're getting all old English, right? Old O-E.
O-E.
Right. October 15th and 16th,
1800.
Seagate Center, Toledo, Ohio, Oddmall, Hallowondress, our fall show, Halloween party, costumes, 245 vendor spaces, plus tons of space out in the halls. We got multiple rooms for parties, for gaming, for music, entertainment, for podcasts. We got to get to cleaning and packing up. But ladies and gentlemen, this comes deep, deep, deep from within my spleen. I love y'all. And I want y'all to come to every Oddmall, not just because, you know, it's my living and I got mouths to feed, but because making people happy makes me happy. And that's what it's all about. So,
peace out. Well, Andy, where can everybody hears this all the time, but where can they hear you or get a hold of you online?
Right here. MotherOithCreations.com, Oddmall.info, ConOnTheCob.com, LowTeak.com, Got a lot of .coms and some .infos. Facebook.com/AndyHop. That's me. Facebook.com/OddmallComicCon. Whatever, man. Just come on. Look me up. Andy, H-O-P-P.
So, Geeksters, as always, remember, you can always find us at www.geekwatch1.com. Also, send us an email at geekwatch1@gmail.com. That's where you can let us know you like the shows, you don't like the shows, you got ideas for shows coming up, or something we're doing too much. Let us know, or just drop a line and say hi. Miss Dawn loves to get emails. You'll probably get read on the air. So, for Andy and for Miss Heather and for Kylan and myself and for the last time at Odd Mall, just remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.